Hello, and welcome to Season 2 of Ask John. My name is John, and you can ask me things. The purpose of these audio episodes is to give you quick tips relating to careers, including specific careers, exploration, preparation, and planning, and everything in between. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about redefining failure. We've been doing this for just a little bit. And joining us today is a very special guest and a coworker of mine and a friend of mine. It's Jen O'Connor. Jen, welcome to the show.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Fabulous.
Great. So today's topic is redefining failure, like I said, when it comes to career journey. So I just kind of want to hear from you. When you're working with students, whatever students you work with, give us an introduction on that as well. And somebody brings up this concept of, I feel like I'm a failure, or I'm failing in my career journey, or even in school. How do you manage that topic of failure just in general?
It's good. That's a good question. I think everybody's really different. So let me just kind of give everybody a scoop. So I've been a career advisor for a really long time. And about a year and a half ago, I switched over to the Career Pathways Office to do pre-grad and pre-law school advising. And I had done that work before prior because my last job kind of flowed into this new thing, but I've never really been able to specialize before. So that's what I'm doing now. And so part of my job is to help students and alumni both try to figure out, you know, going to law school, going to grad school, you know, what the process is, you know, what's the best way to write a, you know, personal statement, that those kinds of things. So inherent to my job kind of is the whole, I got in, I didn't get in kind of dynamic for the grad schools and law schools. So just kind of give some preface of that. So, you know, but prior to that, it was, you know, I didn't get the job I wanted, or I flubbed an interview question or whatever like that. So, you know, it's like, it comes in different shapes and sizes, you know? So, I am definitely some things happen for a reason, but in the same way, luck is no accident person. So it's kind of like contradictory to each other. But throughout all of this, what I kind of think about is that I think it's really important that students think about what their goals even are. So like failure to one person is, you know, different than to another person, right? So what are the goals and what are some of the challenges that might need to be addressed? And then kind of coming up for a plan. So, to kind of meet. So for example, if someone really wants to go to like Harvard or Yale Law School, I think it's important to know, first of all, how many people get in, how many people don't get in, but also what does it take? Like, what is the person that they, you know, and if the student isn't doing those things, then they either have to step up and do those things and, you know, or they decide, well, maybe that's not really my thing anymore. So that's kind of how I look at it. It's just like, you know, sometimes it's just not going to happen. And that sounds terrible and harsh, but I mean, it just is what it is. So
yeah,
I like to feel people out for like where they are in their risk tolerance and all those kinds of things.
Yeah. Yeah. And I that's something that I've said in past episodes when we were discussing failures. I'm personally also really big on reality is what I call it. And because it is, it's real. So like for Harvard Law, these are the realities. Does that reality match with your reality? Because if you're, in my opinion, when I'm working with students, when I'm talking to them about this and their reality doesn't fit for whatever reason, it could be the grades just aren't there and that's okay. Or they learn, oh, the reality is not what I thought it was. Previously, they felt like a failure. They're like, oh, I'm never going to do it. I'm not going to be able to do it. Well,
yeah,
it can be a failure because you were never there, kind of a thing.
Yes, they hadn't set themselves up right in the way that they needed to be set up. Like, I used to have students in my former job who are like, I don't want to go to, I decide not to be pre-med anymore. I don't want to go to med school. I'm like, well, why is that? It's a big decision. What happened? They're like, well, it just takes too long to study and I'm tired of missing out on football games. True story. And it was probably about 10 years ago. So I feel like I can share that one. And I was, of course, my heart's breaking. I'm like, oh. But in the same way, that was what the person was living, you know, and that was the reality. And we kind of figure out, okay, so well, before this, you really do it. I mean, I'm not the one doing the paperwork for it. I'm just listening and, you know, but, you know, what are the classes that are the ones taking up most of your time? If it's organic chem, is there maybe a study group that you could join or talk to your professor or whatever? You know, I said the thing that we need the most in this world, you know, we need people who love what they do and are good at what they do, and they help each other. Who wants a doctor who doesn't want to be a doctor?
Yeah.
Like, if she doesn't want to be a doctor just because she wants to go to football games and not study, well, okay, but if there's a better way to study or something she hadn't thought about, like, are we missing out on the best doctor? I don't know. So those are the kinds of conversations. So I'm just like, we look at options. We try to figure out like what's some different ways to think about some things, and that's because I just want to make sure like that things have been thought through all the way. And she felt like a failure because she decided she didn't want to do it. And I'm like, I think it's great that you decide not to be a doctor. Your parents might think differently, but I think it's great because now you can actually open up your options now to other things that you might really want to do and be happy and make the world work better for you. So I actually thought that as a success, even though she didn't think about that in the beginning like that, because she thought, oh my gosh, like all these years I want to be a doctor. So once we explored options, she's like, no, John, I just really hate it. I'm like, well, let's go. No, I think this is a success, but now we just have to figure out what's next. She's like, oh, I never thought about that. I'm like,
Please join us for part two of our conversation with Jen O'Connor regarding redefining failure.